President Obama is calling for more diversity in the national security workforce. In a memorandum signed Wednesday, the White House presents a roadmap for strengthening national security talent and promoting what the president calls an inclusive work environment. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers discussed this development with executive editor Jason Miller.
Meredith, interesting memo coming in late in the administration. Let's start with the beginning. What is in the memo?
So the president signed this memo on Wednesday, and it builds on the 2011 executive order about establishing a coordinated government-wide initiative on promoting diversity. And what it does is lay out for the agencies who deal with national security, ones like DHS, State Department, FBI, Justice Department, even Treasury, how they can inject diversity into their workforce. I went to the Center for Strategic and International Studies event earlier this week, where Beth Cobert, she's the acting director of OPM, and Jane Rhee, who's director of strategic planning at the National Security Council, just happened to be talking about this about an hour after the president signed it. And they were both very excited about it. Here's Rhee.
So taken as a whole, what the memorandum does, hopefully, is provide a roadmap for how we can cultivate a national security workforce that harnesses the best talent we have, regardless of background and other characteristics, and to really promote the values that we embody.
That was Jane Rhee, Director of Strategic Planning at the National Security Council.
So it's interesting that they just happened to be talking about this right around the time that the president signed it. So one of the things the memo does is it's almost like a roadmap. Talk about why.
So one of the things Rhee highlighted in the memo is that it calls for stay and exit interviews with employees. Rhee said knowing why someone is leaving is helpful to get a sense for why they're going elsewhere, but it's also good to know why people aren't going away. And she says that's valuable information to have before someone's already got one foot out the door. Now, the section of this memo also calls for agencies to promote public-private exchanges and detail assignments so that you can get a more well-rounded job skill set. And Rhee said this can also help with moving up the career ladder if you want to become a leader. Now, leadership, specifically the senior executive service, is another area where diversity of workforce can be improved. Here's Beth Cobert of OPM.
The SES broadly is less diverse than the federal workforce across the federal government at large. It is a critical factor that we've been focusing on through this effort as we create leadership and development opportunities. That's why that's a core element of the presidential memorandum. And it's an effort where we, in working with agencies, are working very hard to spread promising practices.
That was OPM Acting Director Beth Cobert. Cobert also shared some of the most recent being a relative term since it's from September 2015, numbers about the federal workforce and diversity. Our colleague here, Nicole Grisco, wrote a little bit about this over the summer when the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released its annual demographics report, and that was for the first time doing it publicly. Minorities made up about 25% of the intelligence community workforce in fiscal 2015, and that was about a 1% increase since 2011. Employees with disabilities represented about 8% of the workforce, compared with 5.3% 5 years ago. And the number of women at IC agencies have remained practically unchanged at about 38%.
Now, it's interesting that these numbers aren't going up too much. And I think that's probably why the memo came out and said, hey, you know, I think we need to do a little bit more with the diversity. What's going to go forward now? How are they going to know whether they're doing well? How they're going to measure success?
The memo also includes a directive to collect a bunch of data on the national security workforce, analyze it, and get it out there for everyone to see. That includes agency personnel, the general public, and reporters like you and me. The idea is this data should highlight the gaps in the workforce talent where they need to fill in with more diversity. And the data should include stuff like grade or rank, as well as attrition and data on promotions. The memo also says this data should make comparisons with the private sector where it's relevant. Agencies can also collect stuff like gender identity and sexual orientation data. And there's also a directive in this memo to expand training on unconscious bias. Here's Cobert to explain that.
One of the most challenging barriers to diversity and inclusion is unconscious bias. An aspect of unconscious bias that we work to guard against in federal hiring is the like me bias. Each of us looks at candidates and looks at folks and says, is their background like mine? Because if they are, they're likely to be qualified. We need to find a way to fight against those perspectives.
That was OPM Acting Director Beth Cobert. So this memo is up on the White House's website, and it'll be published in the Federal Register by the end of the week.
It's interesting about the IC workforce, because one big thing is they had this huge push of people come in. They hired thousands of people in the early 2000s, you know, after September 11th, and they've kind of plateaued out. And I think they're seeing that they ended up hiring a lot of undiverse people. Not a bad thing per se, but now they're relooking. I think they're taking a step back now and they're going, okay, how can we be better? Do you get a sense of that?
Yes, I do. Just like Beth Colbert was saying, you know, you're coming in to interview someone and they have the same background as you and the same education. You're like, oh, they're just like me. I'm qualified for this job. They are too. You have to stop that thinking. They might be qualified, but you also have to really cast the net wide, because who knows what other kind of people are out there with backgrounds, different ideas that can maybe help address some of the threats that we're dealing with.
And it's interesting you bring up the background issue, because one of the things about the hiring was they wanted different people with different backgrounds. They just didn't want people who were quote unquote spies or people who could do analysis. They wanted a lot more, if you will, broad swath of people who can come in and understand things differently, because a lot of it was sociological, anthropological. They wanted those kind of liberal arts degrees. Did that come up in terms of the type of people they're trying to recruit? Because as we get further away from 9/11 and the recruitment that they did post 9/11, more people are going to see the IC as a potential career.
It did a little bit. And actually, I was at an OPM event yesterday where they were talking about hiring Cord Chase, who's the CISO over there. And he was saying, we need people who can do both governmental and procedural. We need to be able to explain to the higher ups, the SES, this is what we want to do with something like cybersecurity, but also be able to apply that. You'd have to really have a both right and left brain in this case.
That's a good analogy, right and left brain. Meredith, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers speaking with executive editor Jason Miller. Share this story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.